You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Very cold out there. People think about that. It causes lots of different thoughts. By the way,
stay
you
warm.
Tweet us, stay warm. At Browns underscore daily. Call us 216-578-0850. And we want to hear from you. Khalil Mack had his workout yesterday at UB, University of Buffalo, and someone that the Browns took a look at. I'll tell you this. I've given more thought to the idea that in the mindset, we've heard a lot of discussion today about, certainly most recently about Sammy Watkins, got to do that at four if you're not sure about the quarterback. Quarterback conversation, always there. But that defensive difference maker, it on the assumption that Jadeveon Clowney has gone before four, and I know four seems to be a pretty high spot for Khalil Mack, but is it really something that's out of range for the Browns to think about that? Where does that guy fit? Or does he fit?
You just picked Barkevious Mingo sixth overall last year. You're going to pick the same position?
I understand, but you missed it last year.
I don't know that.
But I don't know that they hit it either.
I agree with
and
that.
And that's troubling.
I also don't know that Paul Kruger,
you had to have a hit with both of those guys. Can we feel that either was a hit right now? We're not sure. And again, Mike Patton's a coach, defensive guy, wants to make – I mean, he got hired on the strength of making Buffalo's pass rush significantly better, getting the most out of those players.
Previously – disappointing.
Right. So coaching and scheming is that scenario going to play itself out?
I'd like to give it a chance.
Because the talent matters if you got the talent. I don't know that, and I'm not saying that Mike Patton or anyone has told me or anyone else they don't love the talent, but the fact is we loved
Mingo.
Yeah.
And they got to like Jabal Sheard.
And they certainly love Kruger enough to make him one of the highest paid guys in free agency. I mean, they did.
Yes.
So, and they followed a lot of metrics on that. Yeah, Joe Banner broke that down for me on going inside the sack numbers.
Because he was number one in 2012.
He hit a lot, not just his basic stats, but the downs and the situational sacking that he did and the per rush stats and all those things. He guided him to a guy right now who you know you've paid a lot for and you've got to see a lot more production.
He's got to deal it up. So. And speaking of free agency, we asked you where you want the Browns to spend their money this year. If you had to pick between Jarius Byrd, T.J. Ward, the two safeties, or Sam Shields, the cornerback, we asked you guys, and quickly we'll go through what you guys said, and then we'll tell you what we think as well. For the most part, I think it seems to be a balance between Shields and, of course, Jarius Byrd, which surprises me a little bit. Now, one guy, Rick Yeager, says, I'd like to get Ward finalized by the 11th, then go hard at Shields. Jay Starkey says, if Byrd and Ward are both gone, what about going after Dante Whitner and then bringing in maybe a guy like Sam Shields? Steven Nettle, 77, says, it would be Byrd to fill the hole created by the loss of TJ. He fits the coach's defense. WM David 66, Byrd and Shields would be great teamed with Hayden. Expensive, though. I think maybe too expensive. That's something we have to look at. I don't know if there's going to be enough money to go around. Boars David says Jarius Byrd would be my choice in that trio as well. Soul Street Cafe, Jarius Byrd. Knob says TJ Ward, younger and more upside. I'll take any of the three, though. Mr. No Days Off says Jarius Byrd. At Eddie Ritchie, Jarius Byrd. A lot of Jarius Byrd talk.
Yeah, there's fascination over
the new toy.
Stats, the new toy, that he's somebody other than TJ Ward. And I think that's the other thing. You know, that's the biggest thing, I think, that he's just somebody new, that he's got the picks, that he's got the interceptions. And that's the weak spot of TJ's game. You know, he's TJ's physical enough. He gets in there. But I think that's really what people look at, and they just want to see more of a playmaker. And the assumption is that he will be.
And Bird, I think, is going to win our little informal poll here. But there was some support for T.J. Ward. At the Irishman says T.J. Ward, Shamira Thomas, T.J. Ward. Now, a lot of people also think, though, Sam Shields is the way to go. And especially after hearing Charlie Casserly say that cornerback is more important, a lot of votes for Sam Shields as well, such as Jay Barnes 96 had Sam Shields. So it's an open-ended thing. To me, I want to know, and I'm not privy to this information, but how the evaluation is made about those positions by the coaching staff. And if safety and cornerback are close in importance, I'm going to go ahead and go with I'd probably take Jerry's Bird. I think he's the best player, period, of the three. If they're not close in importance, I'm going to take Sam Shields. If cornerback's in the most important, I'm going to go that route because I do think there is an opportunity to address safety a little bit more easily, perhaps in the draft or in free agency, than corner would be because it's going to be a more expensive position.
Yeah, it's the cost is another part of this that you have to to consider value. It's all back to the value play.
Now, the other thing he said, yeah, that was interesting was that Charlie Casserly said earlier is that T.J. Ward seems to be a very system-specific type of a safety and might not find as robust a market as he expects. If that's the case and the team can retain T.J. Ward at a good price, I would love that. And then you would have the money to also bring in a Sam Shields, which is probably the best-case scenario.
Yeah, if you, you know, that again, all the financial dynamics have to be worked out. And if you're gonna go into, look, we're fast and loose with what we talk about in terms of the Browns draft plans. Till we really know how free agency plays out, it's gonna shape it tremendously.
Right.
Because I think, and it's, and by the way, when I say free agency, under the heading also of the contract for Joe Hayden
coming up,
what they're going to do,
Jordan Cameron coming up,
Jabal Sheard coming up. I mean, those priorities are all on the short list of what this team has to sort out, and then you can find out what your draft play is going to be.
You don't want to overspend in free agency. No team is successful overspending in free agency. And remember, when Charlie Casserly was on here, he said the first thing, when you see the number 56, cut that in half. That's, you want to keep assets available for the future and to keep yourself in a good position. So you're not going to overspend on free agency.
This team is not fixing all that it needs to fix in one off season. It's not going to happen. There's too much to fix. Get that sense of reality in place, because I think a lot of people get a little delusional. They say, now they're going to get, look at all the draft picks and look at all the money. They're going to be a much better team. No, in many cases, they're going to spend money on guys who are already wearing Browns uniforms. If this team gets better, a lot of it is going to happen because those guys play better. Somebody coaches better. Everything happens better, and that's a lot to hope for, and we'll see how it plays out. All right, coming up, Gerard Cherry will be with us following this show. He's coming from the Cleveland Auto Show. We want to thank some people who contributed to this show. We had a nice call with Charlie Casserly.
Great call.
Who was with us, and I think he had a lot of interesting thoughts. And who else was with us? Eric Edholm from YahooSports.com. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting. We want to thank our producer, Jason Gibbs, for all his great work. Great calls, and appreciate the folks
Thanks
who hung out.
Thanks for all the Twitter response, too. We're going to be more interactive as we keep going on, since you guys are certainly responding to that on Twitter, and we appreciate it.
All right. For Nathan Zagura, I'm Vic Carucci, thanking you for joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.